reading today can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13, found on page 845 of the Church Bibles. Luke, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us, and do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing provided to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, he will, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will you give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord.
Well done, Rachel. That was pretty impressive. Aren't mums amazing? How they can multitask. Very, very good. I was just thinking, as we were singing that song, I'm reading my Bible. One of the words in the prayer session we were having before church this morning, one of the ladies said that they had a picture of lots of people picking up their Bibles and reading it. I don't think she knew we were singing that song today, but isn't that interesting? And I just think that that's a reminder to us, you know, during this season of learning about prayer, that the two kind of go hand in hand, don't they? And it's really important that we remember every day to pick up our B-I-B-L-E, our Bible, and that helps our prayer life, doesn't it? It really does. Mim and I at the minute have been reading through Psalms, and that's a great place to start, isn't it? If we're kind of thinking, oh, got one of them days that I just don't know what to pray. If we open the Psalms, almost any Psalms, they can inspire us in prayer, can't they? So today is our third Sunday where we've been looking and trying to understand and trying to learn a little bit more about prayer as we're in this 6 months of praying and thinking about as a church where we're going next. And I'm hoping that it's been a good time for you, that it's been a challenging time, it's been a thoughtful time, and we've had the encounter sessions, which sadly I've not managed to get to any of them yet, but I've heard that they've been really good, really positive, and just a time where we can spend a bit more time thinking and challenging ourselves about prayer, because it's so very easy, isn't it, to kind of let it slide. But it's really important to bring it to our forefront. So don't switch off, kids, because I'm going to need your help in a minute. No falling asleep, because you're key to this in a minute. So in that Bible passage that Rachel read to us, that was Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer. And I think a couple of weeks ago we had the reading from Matthew 6, didn't we? Matthew's version of the Lord's Prayer. And really, in both versions, one of the disciples, it just tells us that one of the disciples asks the question, or the statement, "Lord, teach us to pray." And isn't that the same as what we are saying at the minute? "Lord, teach us to pray." You know, we might have been praying for years. Many of us put up our hands and said about prayer. We learnt prayer from our parents, or maybe from when we went to church as a child. But prayer is something that can always increase. We can always, always get better at. And Jesus' response is quite interesting, isn't it? Because the first clue is he says, when you pray. So that kind of means he's kind of expecting us to do it. Yeah, he doesn't say if you pray, he says when you pray. So Jesus is certainly expecting us to pray. The second clue, just before the start of the Lord's Prayer, in both Matthew and Luke, it says, this is how you should pray. It doesn't say this is what you should pray. Now, it's great to pray the Lord's Prayer. It's great for children to learn the Lord's Prayer. It's great that we say it in school. It's great that we say it in church. But it's one of those things that we can end up rattling it off because we've been saying it our whole lives, haven't we? And it's very easy. We can just say the Lord's Prayer. And Jesus didn't say that that is how we pray. He said that is what we can use as a basis for our prayers. So what I want to do today is to break the Lord's Prayer down into three sections, which you may have heard of this before. It's three really big words, which is where we're going to need the adults' help, kids, okay, to help us understand what these three big words mean and how we can break down the Lord's Prayer and how that can help us in our prayer life. Does that sound good? Okay, so the first part of the Lord's Prayer that we're going to look at is coming up on the screen now. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Right, I need two helpers, please. Thank you, my dear. You can hold this. Should I hold that for you? Because you're going to need two hands. And could I have a teenage helper? Michael, Juliet, Mim, one of you? You just need to hold the microphone, that's all. It's really quite easy. Okay. So, Abigail is holding a word here. I mean, can we even read that word, Abigail? It's quite a hard word, isn't it? So, what we're going to do, because there's all these really clever grown-ups here. So, have a little look and think about who you think looks quite clever out there. And Juliet's going to follow you with the microphone and we're going to ask them to read this word really loud. So have a little think, who looks clever? Be scared, be very scared. Oh no, is it John or is it Jay? She's going to Jay. Okay, so it says adoration. Can you hold it up really high, Abigail? Now, Abigail, I need you to find somebody else clever who can tell us what it means. You're not allowed to choose Jay again. Okay, so maybe the adults could put up their hands if they think they could help Abigail out telling us what it means. You've got to work with me here, guys. She's looking for somebody else clever. Where are we going? You can't go to Jay again, Abigail. It's got to be someone different. Oh, it's Fiona.
To worship God.
Brilliant. To worship God. Are there any adults who would like to add to that, or children? Feel that it means more than that? Anyone else want to add to it? No? Okay, that's fine. Come down. Brilliant. Great job. Thank you. Okay, super. Right, so adoration, as Fiona said, to worship God. It's a massive word, isn't it, that we don't often use in today's language, adoration. So that part, sorry, could you go back to the, thank you. So our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. This part of the Lord's Prayer is adoration. It's all about praising God. It's all about saying how amazing God is. I mean, even the word hallowed isn't really a word we use very much, is it? I mean, my boys, who are both football fans, might say the Britannia Stadium is hallowed ground. And, you know, if you're a different supporter, you might say that your ground is hallowed. But other than that, it's not a... John's muttering something at the back. It better not be about Port Vale, but, you know. So, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. So Jesus is saying, this is how we should start our prayers. We should start our prayers with, God, you are so amazing. God, you are worthy to be praised, and putting that into our own language. Okay, the second part then. I've got another word here. Have I got another volunteer? Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And can I have another teenager? Mim or Michael? Right, Mim this time. Michael, you're doing my third one because I've got three. Okay, so first of all, someone clever who you think can read it, and then someone clever who you think can tell us what it means. Go, and you're not allowed to use Jay or Fiona because they've been used. Okay.
Very used.
Anyone feeling a little bit scared? Or yeah. I like how we pick the vicar and then the church wardens. Mim, if you give the microphone to Susie.
Petition.
Petition. That, again, is a big word. So what adult is going to tell us what this means? Who should we choose? Feel free to put your hand up if you want to, adults. Mim, Viv's got her hand up. Go to Viv at the back in the pink, next to John.
I think it means our plea or what we're asking for.
Prayers for asking. Excellent. Anyone want to add to that?
No, I told her that.
So that was John's brains and Viv's word, was it? Okay. Did you have your hand up, Jacinta? Go on then, Jacinta's got something to add.
You can also call it your problems.
Yeah.
Your heart desires.
Yeah.
You can also say your intentions.
Yeah.
Your
Lovely.
Problems. Thank
Lovely.
You.
Lovely. Brilliant. Thank you. Brilliant. Shall we put that word up here then? So your kingdom come, your kingdom come. So this is petition. What does that actually mean? Okay, I want you to do an exercise that we did with, you children did this a few weeks ago. Close your eyes and just think for a moment, what would it look like for God's kingdom to come? First of all, let's think about your family. What would it look like for God's kingdom to come in your family? What would it look like for God's kingdom to come in your workplace? What would it look like for God's kingdom to come in Chesterton and in the places we live, in our communities? That's quite a big prayer, isn't it? That is quite a big prayer, but that is what the Lord's Prayer is challenging us to pray for God's kingdom, for God's rule and reign. So what would that look like? You know, we explored this, didn't we, with the children and young people, and we were saying, I think some of the posters are outside there if you want to have a look at them. We were saying it would be things like no more sickness. It would be things like no arguing. It would be things like bosses treating people right. It would be things like the prisons would be empty. I'd be out of a job. It would be things like honesty, respect, you know, people not being scared to walk down the street. That's what God's kingdom coming would look like. So that's a bit pretty big prayer, isn't it? So in this section of petition, it then the second sentence, your will be done. So we pray for God's kingdom to come, but then we say, but actually, God, that might not be your will. So my prayer might be for my boss to treat all the staff better, but for some reason that might not be God's will. You know, it might be my prayer that that person who said they don't want to be my friend anymore to be my friend, but for some reason that might not be God's will. So in this bit here, we're submitting it to God. We're saying, God, this is what we're praying for, but actually we know that your ways are higher than our ways, and we're submitting to your will. And give us today our daily bread. What does that mean? Do you think God actually gives us bread? Do you think when we pray that, just a loaf of bread drops down in front of us? No. No. Why not? What does it mean when we say, can you remember? What does it mean? Can you remember when we were talking to the children out there and we were saying, what does it mean when we ask for our daily bread? We were saying, weren't we, that it was all the things that we need. So what kind of things do we need to live?
Food and water.
Food and water. Anything else? Anything else? What else do we need to live? Got all the answers today.
A warm bed and clothes.
Yes, somewhere of safety and security. Yeah, family, friends, a job, finances, the things that we need. So that's what we're asking for, isn't it? Okay, so petition. Thirdly, the third part of the Lord's Prayer, if we pop it up now. I need two more volunteers who I haven't had yet. I'm getting a little bit confused who I have had. Haven't had you, have I?
No.
No, okay. And Michael?
I can hold the microphone.
Oh, can you? Are you, Michael's going to come and hold the microphone. If two of you want to hold this, you can. Right, so Michael, over to you to go and find a very clever looking adult who can read that word to us.
Confession.
Confession. Brilliant. And now another adult who can tell us what it means. Someone different, someone who hasn't spoken to us. Michael, that's cheating because that's your mum. Come on, an adult who can tell us what it means. Okay, go on then, Jacinta.
Like pouring out your heart.
Yeah.
Talking to God of all you've been through. Like telling him all you did that he needs you to forgive.
Yeah. Great. Anyone else want to add to this? Let's. What about here, Dave or Diane? I'm sure.
Diane.
Come on, then, Diane.
Oh my God.
What does it mean to you, Diane?
Just asking for forgiveness for the things you've done wrong.
Yeah, brilliant. Telling the truth, says Helen. Mm. So this is a really important part of prayer, isn't it? Thank you, guys. That's amazing. Good job. Let's pop that one there. Yeah, does that look good there? So that's just splitting the Lord's Prayer down into three bits. Because this final bit here, confession, you know, we know when we become a Christian, God forgives all our sins, don't we? We know that. But it's really important to keep asking for forgiveness, isn't it? To keep saying sorry, just like we would to a husband, a wife, a friend, a mother, a daughter, a child, you know, to help that ongoing relationship, we need to continue to say sorry. And the difficult bit there, it goes on to say, as we forgive those who sin against us. That's the tricky bit, isn't it? So God tells us that we also need to forgive those who sin against us. And I kind of think that when we're praying and when we're in that mindset of knowing that God has forgiven us, it makes it much easier to forgive other people. Yeah, when I was preparing this, it just kind of came to my mind about some of the guys that I work with. And as most of you know, I work with guys who have come out of prison. And very often, one of the contributing factors to them committing the crime that caused them to end up being in prison is because somebody has wronged them. Possibly as a child, possibly within a family situation, but something has led to them doing that crime. You know, not many people just walk out on the street and do a crime for no reason whatsoever. You know, there's normally a trail of events, life events that's happened before that. And very often I do a session called Conflict and Forgiveness where I have to talk to the men about what kind of conflicts they're facing and how they manage that. And then I have to go on and talk to them about forgiveness, which for me as a Christian is great because I feel like I'm putting Bible into their lives without them even knowing it. But when I talk to them about how do you find forgiveness, I say, you know, forgiveness is a really big word. What does it mean to you? And then I kind of explore and I say, well, are you the type of person who finds forgiveness easy? And I get a lot of different responses. And some of these guys have committed pretty horrific crimes, and most of them have been through pretty horrific lives. And I would say 75% of them say things like, yeah, I've chosen to forgive because it's better to leave the past in the past, because it makes me feel better. I've chosen to forgive because otherwise I can't move on with my life. I've chosen to forgive because otherwise I can't sleep at night because it's going round and round and round in my head. And I just thought that's amazing, isn't it? Here they are, people who aren't Christians, who are grasping that this concept of forgiveness, of forgiving other people who have wronged them, they found that it's key. So how much more, as Christians, should we attempt to forgive when we know that God has forgiven us? Yeah? Okay, so this is the little bit here now where we're going to have a bit of a think about what the Lord's Prayer means for us. Hopefully you've all got one of these close to you. If you haven't, put your hand up because I've got some spare here. And there should be a pencil as well. Mim, could you run some down to Dave and Phil, please? You take this down to Dave and Phil. Okay, so in a moment we're going to watch a video. And the video will kind of give you some ideas. It's interpretation of the Lord's Prayer, showing you different scenarios. But it's very interesting because all week I've been, as Jane and I have been talking about this, I've been calling this the wheel of prayer. I've been calling it the wheel of prayer because it looks a bit like a wheel, doesn't it? And this morning I popped into the prayer meeting here. And I said to them, I wonder if we could pray for the activity that we're doing, the wheel of prayer. And they all started laughing. I thought, well, it's not funny. And the reason they laughed is just because just before I had come in, they had had some pictures and some thoughts from God that today was going to be like a wheel, and it was going to be like a Catherine wheel, and whatever was going on in today's service would cause sparks of God's Holy Spirit. Am I saying it right, Diane? I'm just going to see what Fiona's written down. A picture of a Catherine wheel starting small and getting bigger. When it spins, sparks fly off in all directions, from a spark into a flame. And couldn't that just describe prayer so well? So I thought that that was pretty amazing. So we're going to watch a video just to give us a little few ideas, and then we're going to play a song. There's Bibles around, so if you want to, this is an activity for you to take home, but maybe you want to just do a little bit of thinking while we've got this opportunity of quiet here, because life can get busy at home and we don't always have the opportunity just to think. So it says here, the Lord's Prayer paraphrased by, so that's where we put our name. The Lord's Prayer paraphrased by Naomi, by Olivia, by Fiona, by Dave. That's where you put your name. And then there's the different Bible verses there you can look up, and you can put this into your own words. And this is for you to take home to help you pray during the week. But first, let's watch this video. So we'll just play a song now and give you a little opportunity to have a look at that prayer wheel.
Bible. Do take those prayer wheels home with you. Maybe your thoughts will change over time, but it's just a real way of revisiting the Lord's Prayer.